We are here with the one and only Luke Spiller after the show at the TLA. Two sold-out shows at this fine venue, and you're coming back to play our festival, the Emma Barbecue.
We are, and I'm straight out of the cooker, so to speak. Cooker being the show.
What's so great about you, among many other things, is the fact that you do not stop smiling from the moment you take that stage.
You know what? Even if I was dead moody, I wouldn't be able to help it. It's especially like nights like tonight. The crowd have such a great energy, and it's hard not to smile when they're singing all the words. And you know, it's really hard to be moody.
Well, I also love that you say how many have seen us before, because it gives you a good gauge. And I would say there are maybe 30-35% had not seen you. And then at the end, you said, "Would you come and see us again?" And they all cheered.
Yeah, which is cool, because here I say that every other night. And for a lot of the places we've been playing on this particular tour, it's been a lot more than 30%. So it was very cool to come back here and see that we've got like a really solid following. And yeah, it's just cool.
Well, we were giving away tickets for these shows, and they sold out, both of them, so quickly. And the demand, you know, we got the emails, the text, "Please, do you have another pair of Struts tickets?" I said, "I'm sorry, we're all out." It's so popular, but you'll be able to see the band when you guys come back in May for our Emma Barbecue. It's our little opening of the summertime here. After a season of cold, it's just like, oh, thank God, spring and summer. It's a sign of hope.
Yeah, I'm all about sunshine. So anything that I can be a part of that, you know, kicks winter at the rear end, I'm all for.
Well, and you played a number of gigs for us. Your first show with us was with Preston and Steve, acoustic in the morning. You did Pierre Presents with me out at the little club in Ardmore. You've done our festival before. You've been on our show many times. And so we thank you for your friendship with us.
Mate, honestly, I remember the first, you guys were one of the very first stations that we came in and actually said hello. And we were like, oh my God. I mean, you know, a band from the UK that still has no like radio attention. I mean, I still remember the initial like excitement and thrill that myself and the rest of the guys had, that, you know, wow, they're playing our music on the radio. Like, this is insane. So we're just really thankful for your support.
It's a great pleasure. In fact, you changed the line of the song. "I'd rather hear Preston and Steve telling me," which is...
Yeah. Brilliant. I remember that.
And, you know, it's always so much fun. So, first of all, thank you for playing our Emma Barbecue and our welcome back to spring and summer. Hope comes again. And with this band, the optimism never leaves.
It doesn't. We just, you know, next year's going to be even bigger for us, which is quite a feat, because 2018 has been nothing short of, you know, making big dreams come true.
One of the great lines in the show is when you say, "Ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're a young band. We don't have a lot of money. We'd love to have a budget for pyrotechnics and fireworks and special effects and fog. Well, we had some money, but we spent them all on my outfit."
It's true. It's true.
I love
that. I'm not even joking. So before coming out to this tour, I was like, okay, I rang up my designer, Ray Brown, and I was like, this is what we're going to have. We're going to have, the guys are going to have three outfits each. We're going to be able to color coordinate every night. And, you know, I'll say it's black and gold night and all red and gold night on another night. And yeah, it all got made, all shipped out. Anyway, boom, the bill comes in just before the tour. And my business managers ring me up like, "What the hell is going on? £20,000? Like, where did this go?" You know, so we've had to make up for it by doing more shows.
It's worth it. These things come back. It's an investment. Tell
they
him
are.
That.
They are. That's why I told them. And everyone knows that. And honestly, it's. I'm glad we did. And I'm glad we did it behind everyone's backs, because sometimes you just need to do stuff and, you know, put the consequences on the later base, because it is important how we look. And I couldn't imagine this tour without the outfits now.
It's getting bigger and bigger, and I just looking at the crowd and the band, I'm going, something is happening here that is so special to be a part of this early on. And when you do have the dough, I cannot imagine what the effects are going to be like.
It's going to be pretty cool. I can only imagine. I've already thought it all up in my head.
Don't doubt that for a moment. By the way, last thing, the album is brilliant. I listened to it four times yesterday, sitting at my table, just organizing papers, and I said, I got to hear it again. And I put it on start to finish. And song after song after song, some of which the fans have known for a while, some of which they haven't. Fire, so many great songs. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's weird to think that the first TLA show was before the album came out. That's how long it's been. Because it feels like years now it's been out. It's quite funny. The really cool thing about tonight and the first show that we initially did, a couple of months ago, was, like I said, the album wasn't out, but we played the same set with the same songs. And now it was really cool, especially somebody new, when I said, sing it. And they were all singing the chorus. So it's been great to go out every night on the Body Talks tour and see the fruits of our labor were really, you know, tasting sweet, because the crowd not only love the new material, but they're singing it like it's been out for years and years and years, which is, you know, which is good news for us.
Somebody New is one of my favorites from it. And I didn't recognize it on the first round because I didn't have the album. And now it's exactly as you said, people were singing it and it's so beautiful. You sit behind the piano and it's a magnificent piece of music. There's ballads, there's rockers. This is the beginning of a great next phase of your career. So God bless you.
A very difficult next phase. I mean, can you? I don't know how we're going to top this next album.
One step at a time, lad. One step at a time. But the final thing, is the artwork is beautiful. I love that you shouted out your photographer, Anna. The cover drawing, I guess, of the band, taken from a picture, Gethin was telling me. Just really, really great artwork and a nice story that the whole album tells.
I'm glad that you kind of picked that up, because those shots were done backstage at Madison Square Garden when we were on tour with the Foos. Very thrown together. They were never intended to be the album artwork. No. And so we finished that tour. We were all home. And, you know, it was kind of like, I mean, truth be told, it was like, hey, do you guys want to get together and shoot the album cover in London? And we were like, I think we'd rather. I remember it was me. I was like, Anna's taken some great pictures. Can't we just use them? And everyone was kind of like, well, yeah, Luke's the boss, I guess. So, but I'm glad they did, because I knew in my heart of hearts. I mean, I wasn't cutting corners. It was just like I was looking at them thinking, well, they're brilliant. I mean, what more would you want? And, you know, the collaboration as well with the artist was really cool. And it was a lot of fun to make. And the actual cover itself was just so randomly thrown in there. Album covers are harder than the titles. And sometimes you just have to be like, does this say anything to you? And does it provoke anything? And I think it does. And it was actually suggested by, I think it was the management and the record label. They were like, look, we really love this image. We don't know why. I was like, okay. Well, can we have the artist work with that and see how it comes back? And it came back beautiful. And it was just like, right, that's it.
It captures the spirit of each guy, too.
It does, yeah. It's kind of, you know, even though it's kind of just me on the front, it's got everything in there, like the tassels, the wildness, and then it's kind of like got the sincerity, like within the look. I mean, not to get all too arty-farty about it, but it does, you know, it speaks volumes.
Thank you, Luke. We'll see you in May. God knows what shape you'll be in by that time, but I think you'll be in great shape, and we look forward to having you on the MMRBQ, and thank you for playing it.
Thank you very much, mate. Cheers.
Could I just get a quick promo? It's Luke, and we look forward to playing this year's MMRBQ. It'll be fun. MMRBQ.
Hello, this is Luke Spiller from The Struts, and we cannot wait to play this year's MMBBQ. Oh,
that's okay. I'll edit that. Just say this year's MMRBQ.
This year's MMRBQ. Woo! Hello, this is Luke Spiller from The Struts, and we cannot wait to play this year's MMRBQ. Woo!